Hello, this is Dmitry Soshnikov and our course on creating virtual reality and augmented reality applications on Windows platform. In this module, I'll tell you about the principles of creating virtual reality applications and give some examples how to do it in Unity. As we know, there are several types of devices for creating virtual reality. But all of them serve basically two important purposes. First of them is to create stereoscopic vision, because to immerse a player in the virtual reality, he needs to see the world around him in stereo. So the idea of stereoscopic vision is to divide the screen of the smartphone or the display into two parts and render two images for two eyes separately. And the second thing which those devices can do is head tracking, because when the person rotates his head in normal life, the images in front of his eyes change, and we need to achieve the same effect in the virtual reality. The quality of head tracking largely determines how much the user is immersed into virtual reality, and that is why the commercial headsets such as Oculus Rift give much better quality of virtual reality than simple cardboard. But the basic idea and the basic functioning principles of those devices are largely the same. Now let's see how can we create a stereoscopic image. You probably know that a human being has two eyes. And having two eyes explains why we can see in stereo, and it allows us to estimate the distance between objects. For example, make a small experiment. Cover one of your eyes with a piece of paper, and you can see that you immediately lose the ability of stereoscopic vision. You are not able to tell which objects are more distant from you and which are close. You can only judge by the size of the objects, but not actually see it. So how this stereoscopic imaging works? Consider those two eyes a person has, and a point which we observe. This point creates in our eyes two different images, two projections on our retina. And those projections you can see on the picture. If we have another point which is closer to us, but which is located on the same view direction, it would create two different points on our retina, even though those points for us are located in the same place in front of us. And this allows us to distinguish distance between those two points. For example, if those two points are connected, like if it's not two points but a certain stick, then it would look to our eyes differently. Two eyes would see it from different angles. And somehow those two different images would be magically combined in our brain, giving us the full 3D stereoscopic image of this object. So the idea is that in order to see the 3D image, we need to form a stereoscopic image inside our head. We need to provide to our eyes with different images collected from two different viewpoints located at a certain distance from each other, which is called the parallax distance. So to create the stereoscopic image in our game, we need to provide two cameras corresponding to two eyes of a person and render the game scene simultaneously from those two cameras. Let us see how can we create this stereoscopic image in Unity for a simple video game. So let me show you how to create simple stereoscopic image using Unity. To do this, I will start with the already existing Unity game. It's a toolkit developed by my colleague Jason Walters from New York City, technical evangelist from Microsoft. And if you want to follow my steps, you can do that by taking the source code from GitHub. So if I open this project in Unity, what I see is the nice endless 3D game where I have a character and I can control this character using the keyboard to fly through this three-dimensional world, collecting some objects and avoiding obstacles. To port this game to virtual reality, I will first start with making a more simple one-scene project without switching different screens, without main menu. So this one-screen project would directly start with the main game loop, and it would basically be an endless fly of our main character in this 3D world. And let us make this game stereoscopic.
If we look at the original scene, it contains one main camera. For stereoscopic image, I need two eyes and I need two cameras. So what I will do, I will copy and paste and make two copies of the same main camera. And for clarity, I will rename them. One would be called left for left eye, and the other one would be called right, and it would correspond to right eye. Now, for the left eye camera, what I will do, I will adjust its properties. The width of the viewport would be 0.5. It would be half the width of the screen. And for the right camera, similarly, the width of viewport would be 0.5. And I would also specify an offset for the viewport to be 0.5. It would create two cameras looking at the scene side by side. So if we see how it looks in the actual game, that's what we will see. We have two copies, two stereoscopic images for left and right eye, and our main character flying in the 3D world. Now, if we take this game, compile it for Windows Phone and put it into Cardboard, we will see the stereo image. And to make the game out of it, what we would need to add is controlling the character. However, in virtual reality, we also need to control the head rotation, and with this we would deal a little bit later.
So, the solution which we have made is quite simple. However, it has some problems. First of all, how do we know the distance of parallax? For us, in this example, we just created two cameras, not worrying exactly how far from each other are they located. But for the optimal results, of course, we need to adjust this parallax according to the scene and according to the device which a person uses to display the virtual reality world. Secondly, the cardboard lenses, because they are located quite close to our eyes, they introduce some optical effect called barrel distortion. The image is somehow distorted. Its linear sizes of the objects change. And that's why it would be ideal if we can correct this barrel distortion programmatically, so that we render the image on the phone, which is being distorted through the lenses, which looks then straight to our eyes. So it would be nice to compensate automatically for barrel distortion and also for chromatic aberrations. Of course, we still have not done the head tracking. So in virtual reality, we need to change the direction of view when user rotates his head. Now, let's talk about head tracking. Head tracking on Windows platform can be easily achieved through the class called Motion. In fact, to measure direct position of our head, we need to combine the measurements of different sensors. For example, accelerometer alone cannot give us enough accuracy. We need to combine accelerometer, gyroscope, and possibly some other sensors to find the rotation angles. And all this is done by the class called Motion. Ideally, the Motion class just provides us the current readings of yaw, pitch, and roll of our phone. And to use it, it's quite simple. We create this Motion object. We subscribe to changes in the rotation angles, and this subscription function would be called every time the position or rotation of our phone change. So, what we need to do is to translate this those changes to the rotation of the camera in Unity. And I'll show you how this can be easily done.
So, now let us add motion tracking to our stereoscopic game. So what we need to do is to rotate two cameras, left and right, simultaneously according to the rotation of our head. To rotate cameras simultaneously, the simplest way would be to create some empty Unity object, and I will name it main camera. And I would make left and right cameras both depend on this object. So now if you can see that if I rotate main camera, for example, by setting different rotation, two cameras rotate simultaneously, and you can see this in this screen here. Now we need to do this rotation from the motion controller. And to do that, I will create in Unity a simple C# script. I will call it VR camera. And this C# script would contain basically one function to set rotation angles. It would be called setEditude, and it would take three so-called Euler angles as the rotation angles in radians. And the function would be quite simple. First of all, I convert all those degrees to all those rotation angles to degrees, because that's what Unity uses to specify rotation. And then I create a quaternion for rotation from those angles using the standard function Euler. Quaternion is an object which represents transformation of objects in 3D space. Then I basically assign this quaternion to the rotation property of the current object. However, I also need to do some coordinate transformation, because coordinates returned by Windows Phone sensors are not exactly the same as Unity coordinates. You need to swap the direction of one of the coordinates and do some additional transformations. So I basically use those two additional transformations and take a rotation specified by function arguments. So that's it. That's what I need to do to control the rotation of the camera. And now I need to make sure that this VR camera script is attached to main camera, so that I can call it later on from Windows Phone application. Now we can build our application for Windows Phone. I would select build settings, Windows Phone 8. And one more thing, I need to make sure that orientation of the screen would be landscape, which is suitable for virtual reality. So I select landscape right orientation and build. I would create some directory which would hold the resulting Visual Studio project. So after the build, we get the project which we can open in Visual Studio and do some modifications. Visual Studio Unity project basically consists of the Unity player, all required data, and some startup code which we can alter to change the behavior of our game. This startup code is located in mainpage.xaml, and that's what I will open to add motion sensor. In my project, in my main class, what I would need to create the motion sensor itself. So the object called M of the type motion sensor, and I need to specify a corresponding using statement. And I would also hold the reference to the VR camera object, my VR camera. During startup of the game, I need to instantiate this motion sensor. So I would use the function called Unity loaded. You see in this code the function is commented out, so I would need to uncomment this. And what it says, it sets a loaded callback to be the function called Unity loaded. So whenever the game is ready to play, it would call the function called Unity loaded. This function is also commented out. What I will do, I will delete it and I would add my own implementation. What it does, it creates new motion class. It gets the reference to the VR camera object. It takes actually the tree of all game objects and finds the object of type VR camera. And since there is only one object of this type, it returns the reference to our class. And then I create the function current value changed, which would be called every time the motion sensor experiences the changes in angles. And I start the motion sensor. So now the main logic would be in the value changed function. And what it does, it basically calls our setAttitude function and passes all the parameters from motion sensor. Please note that we use Unity begin invoke in all functions, so that this code is executed in the same thread as the main Unity game. So that's all I need to add motion sensing to my game. Now I can build the game for Windows Phone then start deploying it on the actual device, because the only way to see if the game works is to deploy it on device and actually try to rotate it and see how it goes. So while it's installing on my phone, I will use Project My Screen application so that you can also experience how this game works on the actual Windows Phone. it takes a while to deploy. And now it starts with the Unity splash screen. And you can see that in a few seconds, the game starts. Now what I need to do, I need to rotate the phone. And you see that the game itself rotates together with the phone. So here it is. By changing orientation, I can sort of look around. If I put this phone now in the cardboard, I can experience the full power of virtual reality.
So, the solution which we have made has several drawbacks. First of all, it's platform dependent, because the motion class, it exists only on Windows platform, and for other platforms, we need to use some other ways to track the movement of the person's head. So, even though Unity is cross-platform, our solution is highly platform dependent. Secondly, it would be nice to refactor our solution, because what we did, we placed two cameras in the project, we placed VR camera script. All this can be unified into single prefab. So ideally, we should be just placing one prefab responsible for all VR renderings into the scene, and that's it. Then, we have not talked about game interaction. The game which we have created is not yet playable, because we cannot control the game itself. For this, we need to consider and revise the way the game is controlled, because normal game is controlled using touch, and in VR you cannot use touch, because the phone is attached to your head. And you either need to use some controllers or some other mechanisms specific to this VR game, and we will talk about this in a separate module. Then, we have not done the barrel distortion correction, and we still do not know how to create the best parallax distance between the cameras. So all this complexity, even though it looks pretty subtle, can create the dramatic changes in the quality of VR. And all this can be put together into a special toolkit for creating virtual reality applications. And there are several toolkits which are available today. We will consider in our course two of such toolkits. One of them is ALPS VR, which is an open source toolkit available on GitHub. And you can use it, and you can look into it and see actually how it works. It's pretty powerful, and we will consider it in the following module. And then there is also a more powerful toolkit called Fibrom SDK, which also provides the same functionality, but also provides much better support for user interaction, for creating UI inside the game, and so on. And we will also talk about it in a separate module. And there are also many others, because as you have seen, it's not very difficult to create a VR experience. So there are several people who try to do that. For example, Universal VR is another open source project. And originally, also, there is a Google Cardboard toolkit, which unfortunately does not support Windows Phone and Windows Platform at the moment. So, you have seen that it's quite easy to create the VR game. All you need to do is to create stereoscopic vision and provide head tracking. But it would be even better and even simpler to use some of the existing toolkits. And how to do that, we'll show you in our next module. I hope you stay with us and watch this course. See you in next module. Bye-bye.